Hello, I'm Stu Sensei, and welcome to the Stu Sensei English Podcast, the place that helps you unlock your English ability. Let's crack on with the show. Hello, welcome to the Stu Sensei English Podcast with me, Stu Sensei, and we're back today with a special guest. Alison from English in Technicolor is back again today, and we're going to be talking about why intonation is important. Let's go.
Some students have an issue with speaking in like a monotone. So what issues do you think this can cause when they're having a conversation with someone?
I think that when we talk about monotone, we obviously also have to talk about intonation. So we're kind of talking about how important is intonation and what is it used for. I think that in general, it's not going to cause too much of a problem because the main focus is going to be things like vocabulary, grammar, the main message that you're trying to communicate. But then there are all of these layers which we add on, facial expressions, intonation, and the power of intonation can be anything from no impact, it's not really going to affect anything at all, or it could be quite severe. So for example, if we've got a very monotonous sort of intonation, not much variation, that just might make the message that you're trying to communicate a little bit boring. You might lose the listener's attention. So if you're giving a work presentation, that's quite important. But if you're just calling someone and ordering a pizza, it's not going to be as much of a bigger deal. But I think that, I guess it depends on what you're doing, what activity you're like carrying out.
100%. What I've noticed is sometimes the person can seem like they're coming across slightly rude when people are speaking with a monotone, we fluff things up with intonation, we make it sound a lot more kinder, depending on the tone of our voice, I suppose, and the way we say it. So
yeah, for sure. Definitely when we have like softening phrases, or whenever we're asking for a favor, we're going to make our voices more innocent and more high-pitched. But it's quite funny because I noticed that this is also something that's different between men and women. Women tend to do this a lot more and men don't. And so sometimes when I've had speaking classes with female students, they're like, oh, is it right that we should do that? Should we be modifying our voice just to appear more inoffensive and approachable? If only like some of us are doing it. And I say, well, it's really up to you. But I would always personally opt for being more polite because I don't think it hurts anyone. And I think that, if you're asking for favors, probably a good thing to do.
Yeah, definitely. That's interesting, isn't it? The men, I never really thought about it, but it is now thinking about it more. Definitely so. It feels like it's done less. So obviously intonation can help a lot with a person whilst they're communicating. It allows them to show their idea in a bit of a clearer way. For the first time, when a student has never done this before, for example, or haven't attempted to change the way their voice is being said or to hit different parts of the sentence, how can someone for the first time do it, work on that? Do you think if they're at home, for example, or if they're in a conversation? Because I guess the first time it must feel very strange, very uncomfortable.
Yeah, for sure. And obviously intonation is going to vary between your first language, second language, third language. And so sometimes also people try and put certain intonation patterns from the other languages onto English, and it's not really going to flow in the same way, or it's not going to have the same meaning. But I would say that the most obvious one is just mimicking. There are lots of websites where you can watch, films or scenes from films, little YouTube videos, and you just have to copy it back and then it will play it for you, and then you can hear yourself. I think that's also a really interesting part. And I think that getting feedback is also really important. You can do those kinds of activities by yourself, but I think also working with a teacher and getting that instant feedback from them, some pointers like, oh, it wasn't so different from the first time, or maybe you should go a little bit higher,
yeah,
or maybe on these certain words you should modify it a little bit. So I don't know. Yeah. Mimicking and maybe working with a teacher one-on-one.
Yeah, because sometimes we can't see it. How about recording yourself?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. But I think that, I think recording yourself is a good idea. Maybe also just listening to other people. Because I think that, especially when I am working with groups, students tend to help each other out. And they're like, oh, was that a question or was that an affirmation? Or like, oh, can you repeat that again? And I think that they sort of help each other out in that way.
Yeah, definitely. I think being for intonation work, being part of a group, once everyone understands what to do, can definitely be helpful for sure. Once a student starts doing a practice that can help maybe change their intonation whilst they're speaking or they're actively thinking about it, do you think that that actually will immediately affect the way when they communicate with someone that the other person understands, or will there still be some confusion?
Yeah, I think that it would definitely help. I think that we not only transmit meaning and messages through words, but we also transmit it through melodies, no? And that's why intonation is so important, in the right context, because intonation can tell us if, like you were saying before, if you're trying to be rude on purpose, if you're angry, if you're happy, if you're asking a question, if you're being sarcastic as well.
Yeah, definitely.
This is something that we recently learned in one of my classes. We went through the difference between sarcastic intonation and just normal intonation. How do we know when someone's being rude to us? No, so it's not only about being able to produce this intonation, but it's also like understanding and receiving messages from other people as well.
That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. You can find Alison at English in Technicolor on Instagram. Make sure you go check her out. She's got some beautiful posts and some great material to help you with your English. And hopefully I'll see you again next time. Ciao.